Ishavasya Upanishad. Anajad Mantra. Stillness in life's flow. Awakening to eternal peace and unity. The swift stillness. Embracing the eternal one with the Anajad Mantra. My dear one, let us create a moment of serenity together. Imagine the quiet hush of a forest at dawn, where the first light filters through leaves, touching everything with a soft glow. Come, sit beside me. Allow the rush of thoughts to quieten, like waves settling on a shore. Take a deep, gentle breath in. Feel it expand your chest with calm, and as you exhale, let your worries dissolve into the air. Sense the earth holding you, the sky above vast and open. Yes, just so. In this peaceful embrace, we can truly listen to the whispers of the soul. I am Sadhguru Ashutosh, your gentle guide on this shared path of discovery. Today, I invite you to explore a sacred vibration from the Ash Granthas, a mantra that reveals the paradox of stillness and speed, helping us touch the unchanging essence within. In our busy world, where minds race and days blur, this wisdom offers an anchor of peace. What if we could feel the eternal amidst the fleeting? Let us journey hand in hand, my child, uncovering how this ancient sound can bring clarity, inner quiet, and a deeper love for life's flow. My beloved seeker, let us now behold the sacred sound, the seed from which our understanding grows. This is the fourth verse of the Isha Upanishad, a profound contemplation on the nature of the self. Here it is in its original Devanagari script. Anajadakam manaso javiyo nainadiva apnuvan purvamasat, tadavatonyanajatai tisthatas minapo matarizva dadati. In Roman transliteration, for ease in your pronunciation. Anajad ekam manaso javiyo nainad deva apnuvan purvam asat. Tad devatonyan atyeti tisthat tasman apo matarizva dadati. 4. A simple, literal word-for-word translation. Unmoving. 1. Swifter than the mind, the gods did not attain it as it went before. Though standing still, it overtakes others who run. In it, Matarizvan places the waters. Let these words settle gently, like rain on thirsty ground. Their deeper layers await. Ah, my child. Each mantra holds a story of revelation, roots that nourish its timeless power. This verse springs from the Isha Upanishad, woven into the Shukla Yajurveda, a cornerstone of the Ash Granthas. It was perceived by the sage Dadichi, a rishi of extraordinary purity and strength, who embodied selfless action by offering his bones to aid the divine order. Envision this, my dear one, in a tranquil hermitage nestled among rolling hills, with the wind carrying scents of wildflowers and the distant murmur of a stream. Dadichi, seated in profound stillness under the shade of an ancient peepal tree, delved into meditation as the sun dipped low, painting the sky in hues of gold and crimson. The world around him moved, birds in flight, leaves dancing, yet he sought the unchanging core beneath it all. What essence outpaces the swiftest, yet remains unmoved? This mantra emerged as a divine insight, not a puzzle to solve, but a hymn of wonder and gratitude for the self's mystery. It was a prayer for clarity amid life's illusions, a call to recognize the eternal presence that sustains all motion. In that sacred space, filled with the gentle hum of nature, Dadichi felt the intention to awaken us to the paradox of existence, where true peace lies in embracing the immovable amid change. This root gives the mantra its vibrant life, a compassionate bridge from ancient realizations to our modern quests for inner steadiness. Feel that serene purpose, my child. It's a loving nudge toward your own awakening. Now, let us unfold the mantra's wisdom, petal by petal, from the outer meanings to the innermost glow. Like a river deepening as it flows, we explore its layers with open hearts. First, the meaning of the words, beyond the surface. Anajad Ekam describes it as unmoving and one. Anajad signifying immutability. Ekam the unity beyond multiplicity. Manaso Javio means swifter than the mind, faster than thought's fleetest dart. Ninat Deva Apnuvan Purvam Asat tells that even the gods could not reach it, as it precedes all. Tad Devaitonian Atyeti Tisthat reveals the paradox. Standing still, it overtakes those who run. Tasman Apo Matarizva Dadati. In it, Matarizvan, the cosmic wind or prana, places the waters, symbolizing life's vital forces. In spiritual context, these words point to Brahman or the Atman, the supreme reality, unchanging amid flux. Javio isn't mere speed but transcendence. The self eludes grasp because it's prior to all seeking. Matarizvan represents the life breath sustaining creation, placed within this eternal one. This layer invites us to see the divine not as distant, but as the core essence, outpacing yet encompassing all movement. Moving to the psychological meaning, for the mind and heart. This vibration gently quiets the restless whirl within us. Our thoughts race like untamed winds. Anxiety chasing futures, regrets clinging to pasts, patterns of distraction that scatter our focus. Chanting this mantra ACTS as a soft anchor, cleansing these turbulences like a calm breeze clearing morning mist. It calms anxiety by reminding us of the unmoving center. When minds speed ahead, the mantra fosters presence, helping release overthinking. What if we allowed ourselves to feel the stillness that outpaces worry? The sound nurtures courage, dissolving old habits like indecision or fear of change, framing them as invitations to align with inner swiftness. It's a tender purification, easing emotional knots, frustration from unmet expectations, loneliness in busyness, replacing them with balanced flow. Imagine your mind as a swift river. The mantra reveals the still depths beneath, where clarity resides. Over time, it shifts reactive emotions to serene awareness, aiding modern challenges like digital overload or decision fatigue. This layer brings mental harmony, a quiet resilience to navigate daily storms with grace. And at the deepest, the spiritual meaning, for the soul. Here, the mantra unites us with the divine self, unveiling the universal truth. The absolute is both transcendent and immanent, motionless yet all-pervading. It represents non-duality, the one that contains all opposites, where stillness births motion. Ponder this analogy, my dear one. Consider the vast sky, unmoving and one, yet swifter than any bird's flight. Clouds race across it, winds carry rains, but the sky remains untouched, overtaking all by simply being. Even the gods, the powers of nature, cannot grasp it, for it precedes creation. In this sky, the wind, Matarizvan, places waters, life's essence, sustaining the world. Similarly, our true self is this sky, eternal, outpacing the mind's pursuits while standing firm. Chanting accesses a state of profound unity, where we feel the ecstasy of being, peaceful amid chaos, connected to the universe's pulse. Spiritually, it dissolves separation, leading to liberation. The feeling is expansive stillness, like a mountain's core amid swirling winds, fostering love for all as extensions of the One. This truth awakens us to live fully, embracing change from an unchanging heart. My precious disciple, the mantra's true gift blooms in practice. Let us integrate its vibration into your life, simply and gently, like sunlight warming the earth. First, how to chant. Sit comfortably, spine erect like a steady tree trunk, supportive, not rigid. Hands on knees, palms open. Breathe calmly, naturally, like a leaf swaying in wind. Focus on the sound, Chant slowly, feeling vibrations from lips to heart, listening as if to a distant melody. Gentle intention is key. Release any need for flawlessness. Here is a simple 5-minute practice to center your day. Find a quiet spot, perhaps near a window with natural light. Close your eyes softly. For the first minute, breathe. Inhale the swiftness of life, exhale stillness. Feel tensions easing, mind settling. Now, for 3 minutes, whisper the mantra, Anajad Ekam Manaso Javio. Let it flow without force, vibrating within, revealing inner unity. Sense the paradox, motion in stillness. For the final minute, rest in silence. Notice the expansive peace, the clarity emerging. Open your eyes gradually, carrying this essence. To weave it daily, make the mantra your silent ally. As you commute in rush hour, repeat it inwardly when thoughts race, embracing the still center amid movement, easing stress. In decisions, pause and recall, Atyeti Tisthet, act from unmoving wisdom, countering haste. While eating or walking, feel Matarizvan's breath in your own, honoring life's flow without attachment. Even in rest, reflect. What races in me that I can outpace with stillness? Use it during work's frenzy. Breathe, chant silently, return centered. This transforms routines into sacred pauses, building connection to self and universe. Practice with kindness, my child, and watch life unfold in harmonious rhythm, like a river merging with the sea. My dear one, our gentle exploration is a single step on your radiant path. Self-discovery whispers personally, stirring questions from your unique heart, perhaps a finer shade of this mantra or a meditative embrace. For those whispers, I have imbued my guidance in Sanatan Jyoti, a digital friend like a steady flame in twilight. Chat with it anytime to deepen this wisdom, uncover related insights, or seek meditative solace. It stands ready to nurture your journey, ever softly. You can begin your conversation with Sanatan Jyoti here. Go tenderly, my child. May this sacred echo reveal your inner swiftness and stillness, bringing peace to your mind, love to your heart, and boundless clarity to your way. Be blessed, eternally.